All right, that was the Obits live here on WFMU, and we will chat with them in just a moment, but first I will run down the songs that we just heard in reverse order, back and forth. Milk Cow Blues, before that, Lilies in the Street, and then either S-U-D or Sud. I'm guessing it's pronounced S-U-D. Thank you. Light, Sweet, Crude, which if you're like me, you've heard that phrase on the business reports for years and never really thought twice about it until that song came along. I Blame You, Talking to the Dog, Two-Headed Coin, and they started off with Fake Kincaid, which I presume is a reference to the esteemed artist, the Rembrandt of our generation, Thomas Kincaid, no doubt. So thanks so much, guys, for coming down. If you could maybe step up to the microphones and either introduce yourselves or introduce each other and just say hello.
Hello. I'm Sohrab. Rick?
Hello.
I'm Greg. Hello out there in Radio Land.
Scott, drums.
Awesome. And thanks so much for coming down. You have a great new album out on Sub Pop, and I'm holding it up kind of Joe Franklin style.
I've seen that.
I Blame You is the name of it, and I believe all those songs are from that album. Is that correct, or did I miss one?
That's right.
Excellent. That's correct. And you guys have just came back from a tour. You played our South by Southwest show in Austin, and you're going back out in May?
To South by Southwest?
No, just in general.
Yeah, we're going to go to the West Coast in May.
One of the listeners actually questioned on the comments as the set was going on if you guys are playing in Chicago anytime soon.
July, I think.
All right. And
Midwest by Mideast.
Okay. Someone should start that, actually. And your website is obitsearl.com. And is there a MySpace also, or should just people go to the website? And
MySpace is fine. I mean, it's Obits Band.
Okay.
For the Rupert Murdoch folks.
And it's great to have you guys come down. Obviously, hopefully Rick won't go all Billy Bob Thornton on me if I mention some of his past efforts. And
I told you not to say that, man.
I'm just trying to contextualize it a little bit for the listeners. Sohrab, you were in a band previously. Well, probably all of you guys were in bands previously.
Did you say that to Ian MacKay, man?
But the new band is sounding great. Obviously, tons of positive response. It's been about a little over a year, I think, right, since the big Cake Shop premiere.
That was January of last year, 2008.
Uh-huh. Cool. And the album is fantastic. I don't know if you have any more. There was a special Record Store Day single, I understand. Was that album tracks, or were those non-LP tracks?
Those were non-album tracks. Yes. So
we recorded them at the same time, and we weren't sure. They didn't fit on the record, and we had this opportunity, so
they just didn't make the cut, so we put them on Sub Pop 72.
That's that. When you come down to brass tacks,
just kidding.
Unfortunately, I was on Cape Cod on Record Store Day, and there was not a record store to be found, so I missed out on the opportunity to pick that up.
Yeah, but you were on Cape Cod. That's fine.
That's true. That's true. I've got that going for me.
We'll send you one.
I went to the cemetery on Record Store Day.
Oh, well, that was probably more appropriate than being on Cape Cod, sadly. Well, thanks so much for coming down. Really great to have you. The set was fantastic. And thanks to Diane Kamikaze for engineering that awesome live set.
Thanks for having us, honestly.
My pleasure.
We love FMU. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
FMU loves you back, for sure. And everyone must go to obitsearl.com or myspace.com/obitsband for more information on the Obits. And thanks again for coming down. You are tuned to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope.